So welcome to Local News and Features, part of Update Talking News Stoke. And this is the edition for the, I would say, the 4th of October 2024. In batch number one, we have four stories for you to kick off. We're going to give you the headlines. So UTA's headlines are...
A Stoke City fan's emotional reunion with nurse who saved him on football pitch, by the way, hello. And Strictly Come Dancing's Kai Widdrington's Stoke-on-Trent links after show snub.
And my headlines coming up after UTA reads the first story for you will be a big boost for the Pottery Centre as 200 traders are to take over the old next. And debt-ridden mum of six deceives delivery driver to steal £592 worth Littlewood's parcel. So over to UTA now, who is going to read the first news story for us in batch one.
Yes, OK. Hello again. So Stoke City fans' emotional reunion. Why is that? A Royal Stoke nurse who sprang into action to save the life of a walking footballer after he collapsed face first on the pitch has been reunited with him and his family. Karen Stonier was taking part in a nursing training session at Longton Rugby Club in May when the drama unfolded. Without hesitation, Karen sprinted to the scene and started performing CPR on Roy Wally, 76 years old, and was able to use a nearby defibrillator to restart his heart three times following a cardiac arrest prior to the paramedics arriving. Well, Karen and Roy were recently reunited at the Royal Stoke University Hospital, where the bank nurse was presented with a Daisy Award. The prestigious national accolade is given out to extraordinary nurses for their exemplary compassionate care provided to patients and families. After the presentation, Karen said, "I was attending a tissue viability training meeting and had just finished lunch when a gentleman ran into the room to say somebody had just collapsed on the pitch outside during a walking football session. Along with colleagues, I ran onto the pitch and found Roy lying face down on the grass, not moving or breathing. I started to perform CPR. Luckily, there was a defibrillator at the club, which I was able to use to shock him three times before the ambulance arrived. I wasn't thinking about anything other than trying to get him back. I kept talking to him and asking him to squeeze my hand. My job was to keep him alive. It was a weird feeling. The other nurses attending the training with me asked if I wanted them to take over, but my adrenaline had kicked in and I wouldn't stop until help arrived. I'd worked for University Hospitals of North Midlands NHS Trust for 20 years before moving into Nurse Bank, starting out as a healthcare assistant before completing my training and spending 8 years on the coronary care unit. So I was able to put my skills into action that day. Roy, a lifelong Stoke City supporter, was taken by air ambulance to the Royal Stoke, where surgeons fitted an implantable cardioverter defibrillator used to monitor and treat abnormal heart rhythms. He attended Karen's presentation in the Royal Stoke's boardroom with wife Linda, sons Kevin and Martin, and daughter-in-law Deb. The 76-year-old from Port Hill said, "I've been taking part in walking football for about 10 years. It's like being a kid again, having a kickabout with your friends. On that day, I parked my car, had a jog around the pitch to warm up and started to kick a ball about. But after that, I can't remember anything. I've been told people saw me collapse face first onto the pitch. It hasn't bothered me because I can't remember anything about it. I now take all my pills as required, but the bit I don't like most is not being able to drive for 6 months. I've tried to carry on life as normal since, being discharged by my cardiac nurse, even managing to walk to the top of the Great Orme in Llandudno with my wife Linda. With the new ICD implant, I've got my own paramedic in my chest and hopefully it never goes off." Speaking at my presentation, Anne-Marie Riley, chief nurse at UHNM, said, "The Daisy Award is a special award that is recognised across the world for registered nurses, and I'm thrilled that Karen has become the first member of the UHNM bank staff to receive it. It's really important we recognise our temporary workforce, and she has had a massive impact on Roy and his family." Stephanie Albert, senior sister for Nurse Bank at UHNM, said, "We are very proud a member of Bank staff has received this award, recognising the amazing work they do for us at UHNM." Karen said, "Seeing him again is very emotional. I spoke to him over the phone after he was discharged from hospital, but this is the first time I've seen him again in person. It makes my job worthwhile seeing the outcome. I'm not one for compliments normally, but I'm very proud with what I've done. It was a team effort too. I'm proud and privileged to do my job every day, and to get this Daisy Award is amazing." Roy said, "It was pure luck we were playing at the rugby club that day where Karen was, rather than our normal venue of the Stoke City Academy. I'm planning on returning to the sessions later this month." Roy's wife Linda added, "I think about Karen and what she did for Roy every day." And guess what? I had a friend who had almost a similar case and was rescued, resuscitated. Well, over to you, Tim.
Okay, a very interesting story there. So my first one now for you, in batch number one of local news and features, is big boost for the Pottery Centre in Hanley as 200 traders are to take over the old Next store. 200 store holders are to start trading from a mothballed shopping centre department store. The unit has been shut ever since anchor tenant Next closed its Pottery Centre branch more than 2 years ago now. But the unit is to be transformed into a creative department store from 10 a.m. starting the 1st of October and until Christmas Eve, following a deal between Keep It Local and the Pottery Centre. Now, Keep It Local has pledged to bring the magic of Christmas back to Stoke-on-Trent, and the unit will also host theme nights and workshops. Exciting. Its co-founder Andy Nixon said, "This is more than just a pop-up store. We're creating a space that celebrates the creativity and spirit of Stoke-on-Trent. Our goal is to bring the magic of Christmas back to the city and offer a shopping experience that the community can truly be proud of." Keep It Local already has shops in Longton and Newcastle-under-Lyme. The founder, Laura Nixon, said, "This project has been a labour of love for the team. We've worked tirelessly to transform an empty retail space into a destination that not only supports local businesses, but also reinvests in the community. We believe in the people and city of Stoke-on-Trent, and we're committed to making this a success and championing our creative county. It is possible that Creative Department Store could yet become a permanent fixture in the Pottery Centre. It comes as the centre as other anchor unit, the old Debenham store, still remains empty." Centre manager Amy Whittaker said, "We're excited to welcome Keep It Local, the first ever creative department store, to the Pottery Centre. It comes at a perfect time of the year with the festive season approaching, and we are confident that this new addition will be a great success. We want to continue offering the local community a space to explore their creativity and discover unique handcrafted gifts. We look forward to welcoming visitors to the centre to get involved with activities and workshops." Hanley Business Improvement District, BID, BID, has welcomed the deal. BID Director Richard Buxton said, "We're thrilled to be part of Keep It Local's new venture. This department store is a fantastic opportunity to showcase the best of what our creative community has to offer, and it's initiatives like this that really do make a difference in revitalising our high street." So over to Uta, who's going to read her second and final story for batch number one.
Strictly Come Dancing. Do you like that? I do. And what about Kai Widdrington? He's not on it this time. Strictly Come Dancing pro Kai Widdrington has given fans a live update after not being selected to compete as part of the main BBC One contest lineup. The dancer spent part of his childhood growing up in Trentham as the son of former Port Vale captain Tommy Widdrington. He attended St Joseph's Prep School in Stoke, and it was while living in the city that he discovered his love of dance. The family had moved in next door to Kevin Ford, whose parents, Alan and Maureen, had set up Ford's Dance Centre in Newcastle. And in 1960, Kai and his brother Theo became good friends with Kevin's son Charlie. When Kevin saw how full of energy the Widdringtons were, he suggested that the boys tried the ballroom and Latin classes at the Garden Street Dance School. At the age of 12, Kai turned down a Premier League contract to instead pursue a dance career. And it's a move that paid off after he went on to become Junior World Latin American Champion. Kai then landed a spot as a pro on Strictly Come Dancing in 2021, after previously starring on the Irish version Dancing with the Stars. But for the first time, Kai has not been given a celebrity partner. While Strictly aficionados were disappointed by the revelation, Kai wasn't the only professional dancer affected. Lauren Oakley and Carlos Gu also did not make it into the main contest for this year. Despite their absence from the competition with the incoming celebrities for the upcoming 2024 series, which commemorates the celebrated 20th anniversary of Strictly, they remain integral members of the Strictly family. The trio will be featuring in various dances throughout the current season. Kai shared with the Daily Star after the new series kicked off, "Everyone wants to get a celebrity. Unfortunately, it wasn't my time this series. Two boys couldn't have won this series, and sadly, I'm one of them." He remarked on the reality of the selection process, saying, "Some of us don't get partners, and that's the way it is." The 29-year-old is looking forward to what the future holds, expressing hope for the next round. "Let's see what happens next year. Hopefully, I'll get one then." Before the excitement of the first live show, Kai openly expressed his encouragement for his Strictly co-stars. On social media, he posted a dapper promotional picture gearing up for the new series of Strictly Come Dancing. Alongside the charming photo, he addressed his followers, "Looking forward to another fabulous season of at BBC Strictly this year. Wishing all my fellow pros and their partners all the very best. Can't wait to take to the floor with some amazing music acts and group numbers. Keep dancing." Well, recently Kai delighted fans again by posting a cheery image on social media as he caught up with Tyler West, who participated in the last season of Strictly. With a post he described, "Smile and laugh, life's way too short." The response from Kai's fan base was immediate. User number 26 responded, "So true, Kai, life is too short, be happy and enjoy every moment." Number 84, I only read the end numbers, I don't want to read the whole email address. Number 84 commented with enthusiasm, "And a smile looks good on you." Kai Strictly X shared affirmation, "This is so true. So good to see you happy and smiling, Kai. We love you. Beautiful smile, miss you on the floor dancing. You're the best. Keep smiling. It certainly is way too short. Lovely see you smiling." Oh, it's all about smiling. Well, I will read something out about smiling later on. So, you're all right, Kai. Thanks for brightening my feed with your sparkling smile. And now over to you, Tim. You waited for that.
No, I think what it was is she kept saying things as if you'd finished. So I was like reaching for the fader to sort of carry on. And then you kept going on and finishing. So, okay. Yes. Okay. So my final story now for you in batch number one, which is the fourth story for you, is debt-ridden mum of six deceives a delivery driver and steals a £592 prized Littlewoods parcel. Mum of six, Lisa Gardner, stole a parcel before it was delivered to an address. North Staffordshire Justice Centre heard the 44-year-old was a passenger on a motorcycle which stopped outside an address on Furlong Road in Tunstall on June the 12th this year. She got off and collected the parcel as it was delivered to a property in the street, but the mum of the intended recipient saw the transaction take place. She spoke to the defendant, who said the woman's daughter had arranged for it to be delivered to her house and for her to collect it, but when the woman checked the story with her daughter, she had no knowledge of the arrangement. The parcel contained items from Verry and Littlewoods, totalling £592.99. The police became involved and Gardner was arrested. She said she was asked to receive it by the person that she was with at the time. She would not disclose the person's identity. Gardner of Nallon Crescent Smawthorne pleaded guilty to theft of property from a delivery driver by deceiving the driver. Osman Mahmood, who was mitigating, said Gardner accepted the parcel when it was not meant for her. She owed a £500 debt to unknown men, and they told her what she had to do. Mr. Mahmood added she was told her role was to simply collect the parcel from the delivery driver before it reached the person's address. She was a passenger on a motorcycle. She was told to get off, collect the parcel from the driver before it reached the address. She was told her debt would be paid off. Magistrates fined Gardner £80 and ordered her to pay £592.19 in compensation, £85 cost, and a £32 surcharge. Magistrate Chris Rushton said, "You must have known what you were doing was not legal, and you were on somebody else's property and receiving an unknown parcel." Keep listening, got more stories coming up for you in batch number 2 of Local News and Features.